This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my fucking god. My hole is blown. My brain is blasted. And my heart is intact. Because you're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race UK podcast available to you. And it is my pleasure and honor to welcome dear friend, Queerty nominee, patriot, actor, writer. She does it all. She's really fucking cool. It's actually incredibly apropos she's here because she like knows how to fucking edit something funny together. So this episode is just perfect. It's Michael Henry.
Hello.
Hey.
Because I have to sit on a dom top also, okay?
I forgot. I mean, the way you slang your thing is just rude.
You have to lead with Michael Henry, dom top comedian.
Dom top comedian. Yeah, I mean, you're also very BDSM, just like from the outset. Like as soon as I see you, I think torture.
Yes. Good, good. Heavy fisting. Light loving.
You're a pain forward fuck. I see.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Work. That's my headline on every sex app. Pain forward fuck.
It's been a long time on the sex apps. Are there any taking over the grinder and scruff of it all? Are there any like kind of edging their way in?
You know what? I actually deleted the apps a couple months ago too.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm single and I deleted them. Now that takes willpower. At least you have a lover in your life.
Sure. But I get it though. I mean, it's fucking hard. It's so weird. Do you feel, because you make a lot of fucking funny videos, but you also made a really great video recently that was like a little bit more serious or poignant about like how you invite touch.
Oh, yeah. Last week, I like to throw curveballs at people, you know, a lot of funny ones, sitting by the dumpster videos, you know, about silly stuff. And then, oh, this is serious.
Yeah.
Or like more thought-provoking. So, yeah, I just like to do all sorts of gay videos that get gay people's wheels turning.
I mean, I really love the shit you create. I think it's really fucking funny. And I really think you do a great job just like exploring the queer point of view.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's really my pleasure. I really enjoy doing it, which I think is important. I'm not just making videos to, I don't know, satisfy an algorithm.
Right.
But I make videos because I really feel like it's something that I want to, a topic I want to tackle.
Yeah. I love it. And I love like, I don't know. I just love that people really respond to what you have to say. I feel like every time I see a video of yours, I'm like, yes, this is a perfectly put little POV on this very truth talk, usually toxic thing in the queer community.
I love toxic.
I live for that. And you're a queerie nominee right now. That's kind of exciting.
I know.
Is it hot homo summer?
Hot Homo Summer, yeah, the web series that I made last summer. I remember writing it and thinking, we're all vaccinated. The pandemic is almost over. We're all going to have this wild summer where we could just let our hair down and drop our drawers and have a good time. Not so much, but I still made a show about that. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. And I'm so happy that Queerty is shining this little extra light on it. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, I'm pumped for you. I haven't seen the web series yet, but was that also just straight up on the YouTubes?
Just on the YouTube, baby.
Just on the YouTube. Okay, check it out. We'll put the link in the pod description.
Please do. Yeah, I have very strong brand loyalty.
You do? YouTube.
Yes, I have very strong brand loyalty to Gelson's also.
Yes.
I mean, Gelson's and the Bolt coffee shop down the street from me. I always bring people there.
Well, I love Bolt because of the hot zaddies that run the place.
That's an added bonus. Yeah, it's very nice to be sipping your large coffee and eating a cookie and feel diarrhea in your stomach while you're watching hot daddies make sandwiches.
Oh my God, I fucking love it. Or it's just like, what the fuck did you do to get those Popeye style forearms? Like, what happened?
They're witches.
They're fucking witches. Yeah, it's a goofy time. It's a goofy time. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. Michael, we're fucking watching Drag Race season 14. Can you even believe we're in season 14 of a show that felt like it was in season 3 yesterday?
No, you know, and I'm one of the few gay people that has been watching it since 2009, since same. Like season 1.
Same,
like,
logotv.com.
Same. I remember I didn't have Logo TV, and sometimes they would air it on VH1 back then, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was a senior in college, and I remember watching it and being like, what is this gay shit I'm watching? Yes. And how do I watch it all the time?
Yeah.
It was just like, my mind was blown.
Same. It was perfect. I was watching it on my tiny little laptop because it's the only way I remember being able to see it. And I remember just supporting it, being like, this will never last. We have to watch it. Like,
right.
This will crash and burn because, like, every other reality show really crashes and burns, especially one about gay people. It's like, no way.
I know. And I'm glad that it's lasted so long because there has been some other gay shows that haven't. Like, they've tried to make some gay shows that are a little, like, Housewives-esque mm-hmm. or whatever. But I'm glad that the ones that showcase real artistry and talent last. I mean, Project Runway, I've been watching a little bit again also, and it's nice to watch, you know, gay people excel.
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice. And always, like, have a skill set that I don't have. Like, I was watching Next Design Star, another very basic reality show where gay people seem to flourish. Right. And that really blows my mind that someone goes into a room and is like, you know what we need here? An ostrich lamp. And it works. And it works.
I love that. I mean, same. And even with Jeopardy, watching Amy Schneider just dominate. I'm like, I have answered zero questions correctly watching Jeopardy. And it's just nice to watch, you know, queer excellence on a platform.
Oh, yeah, it is really nice. I also
love watching gay people fail, like on Drag Race.
Well, don't worry, because we're going to get into this episode. And I actually have some, like, theoretical questions for you. Like, how do you tell an unfunny person they're unfunny? Or, like, how do you tell a person your ideas aren't good enough? Yeah. Your ideas aren't funny enough. Like, that's hard. And obviously they have a struggle. Mm-hmm. We'll get into it. I'm not even going to wait. I'm not even going to wait because we're going to go chronologically. But we have to talk about that right now, because to me that was like a burning thing I left. We're like, how would I tell my partner your ideas just aren't funny enough right now? Or let me help you. Let me help you be funnier.
Personally, I'm not good at team writing and mm-hmm. things like that. I wish I was better because I like to
control it.
And I think I know what's funny, or I just totally like to do somebody else's idea and you control it, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like two cooks in the kitchen is too much.
I actually 100% agree. When I write, it's very my vision. I'm sure I can collaborate, but like I do better when it's just like, here's my thing. Mm-hmm. Or just being like, mm-hmm. like the one time or two times we got to work together, it was so liberating to be like, Michael, tell me what to do. Pull me back or pull me forward.
Exactly.
And I think you're really good at communicating that though, of like, I want this.
Because I know what I want. And actors love to have ideas. But honestly, I do love actors that have try a lot of different things. I know what I want. And then sometimes an actor is like, but I want to try it like this. And in my mind, I'm like, fine, we're never going to use it. But but let's give it a try. And then when I'm editing, I'm glad I have that option. Mm-hmm. So something I have to take away is that, okay, try it. Just try it. Even when I'm editing with Paul, my person I make my videos with behind the scenes, he'll suggest something. And at first I'm like, I don't know about that, but let's try it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that'll work on a reality show when you don't have an extreme amount of time.
Right. That part.
But if this was me on this show, I would say we're just going to do it my way because I know what's funny.
Yeah. I would try to be like, sis, let me help you out. Do this.
You got to know your strong suits. Like if it was a sewing challenge, I don't know anything about that. And if it was a group sewing challenge and someone was, I'm a seamstress. Okay, yes. Lead the way, honey. I don't know how to do that.
Girl, I will literally put a lampshade on my head and think I look sickening. So you have to shut me down.
You can't be a leader 10 out of 10 of the times.
Yeah,
you have to know when to lead and when to let someone else take the reins.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll get back into Alyssa's crazy choices, but for right now, we're back in the workroom. We just saw one of the worst lip syncs, I think, in Drag Race history with Matt. What did you think of this Matty Morphosis v. June Kylie Minogue lip sync?
It was rough. It was rough, but, you know, they did it.
Yeah, factually, they did it.
They did it. I don't know. I'm mesmerized by Matty Morphosis.
Talk to me on that. Speak on it.
It's interesting to watch her do her thing as a drag queen. And I kind of analyze her a little extra to see if she has a different vibe about her than, you know, the queer queens.
Yes.
Because I could tell even from her walk, she doesn't necessarily have the bitchness, that attitude that the other queens have. And I think if she did have that, it would add a little more to
her. Like, and I was talking about this last week, but I was like, fierceness, like to me, fierceness doesn't have to be queer. Right. So like, I'm like, I think there's a lot of ways for you to amp up the fierceness in any way that makes sense to you, because not just gay people give fierce. I mean, fucking exactly. Idris Elba. It's fierce, you know. Yes. So Maddie, channel some. Be Idris Elba, Maddie.
Even her walking down the runway, she needs a little more, sass.
Yeah, but she does do a good job. I mean, I have to say, from what I saw, it seems like her skill set. She's a very creative person. She's a good writer. It felt like felt like there was a lot of good ideas coming from her this episode.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like it. It seemed like they liked her, the way that she led the group and had good ideas. And, you know, it's hard to watch like one of the first episodes and see them and be like, oh, they're a good queen or they're a bad queen. They just had that one challenge. You don't know yet. Some queens are very cerebral.
I mean, a cerebral queen. It's very Sasha Velour moment. It's very her. It's very.
But also that lip sync, June Jambalaya is queer from what I understand, and it was just sloppy.
It just looked like she was you know, the board game Perfection, you know, where where like all the pieces pop off the middle, goes perfect. That was what her damn costume went Perfection, and it just popped right off of her.
I don't know what was happening. And then did she have a wig reveal?
Yes, she revealed, I mean, truly a wig pulled off the corpse of Rue McClanahan. Just, it was not good.
Wig revealed, she brassiere revealed, she
panty and then she revealed. Fought it.
It was a lot. She threw a bunch of spaghetti at the wall and wondered what would happen. And it didn't work in her favor, obviously.
You can't fight the moonlight and you cannot fight a falling dress. Okay. Cause it's not going to happen.
No.
We're back in, and we have Jasmine Kennedy giving us the classic lot of emotion for Safe because she wanted to win that ball. Ooh, what do you say to a girl like this?
Who cares? Who cares? What, you think we all didn't want to win? Like, I don't understand what this person is thinking. Like, obviously, everybody wanted to win. Why are you so upset?
Yeah, it's like when you're playing Mario Party or a board game, and someone's like, my turn is ruined. It's like, we're all trying to win. Like, you know? Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really that much of a competitive person, but if I'm going to play a game, obviously, hey, it feels great to win. Am I going to cry about it? No. Like, you're an adult lady.
Yeah. You're really, you're an adult lady. And this, it's pretty wild. Well, we get back in the room, and very quickly, this conversation turns to Jasmine won't stop talking.
Yeah.
And Cornbread really shuts it down. And mm-hmm. based on the edit, there's moments where it like it gets a little heated. Yeah.
I'm here for it. I love tension. I love drama. I love it when people come for each other. I mean, I'm a huge Housewives fan, so I just love...
Which is the number one franchise? Is there, if you have to pick?
Oh, gosh. I mean, Salt Lake City, I'm really loving. Ugh. They all have their own seasons. Beverly Hills just had its moment. Salt Lake City is having its moment. Mm-hmm. New York used to have its moments. Mm-hmm. Even Dallas had its moments. I'm a connoisseur of it.
You are. Yeah, you know your shit.
But that's why I love it when people yell at each other. I love this moment between Jasmine and Cornbread. I love it when someone puts somebody in their place.
I have to say, yeah. It's wild. There's moments in this episode where I'm like, Cornbread, pull back. Or based on what I saw. But yeah. I understand that, that also could have been amped up for editing purposes. And based on what's happening online, all the girls are saying, we're good. She mm-hmm. called me out. Jasmine's like, I'm glad she called me out. So yeah. let's.
Well, something that I don't understand, what viewers don't understand, is that this is a TV show. These queens know there's cameras on them. They know they're here to be entertaining in all moments of the show.
Yes.
So you cannot be irritated at them and later online. Yes. Like, oh my God, you came for Cornbread. I love Cornbread. I can't believe you said that to her. All these queens know that they're, you know, not acting, but they're on.
And I feel bad for the queens who are like now in, unfortunately, the corona era of Drag Race, which is unfortunately like its own little era of mm-hmm. Drag Race. Yeah. And I think they're exposed to, you know, even more people at home doing nothing and ready to tweet at them.
Point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yes. But I'm here for it.
I am. I want the fights. I want the fights. I like this cast. I like that I'm immediately enjoying this cast because sometimes you're like, you're watching the season and you're like, is this heating up? What's happening? Are we going somewhere?
So, well, also, I think what has helped is that I watch actually every iteration of Drag Race.
Yes, me too.
So
even Queen of the Universe?
I saw clips, but...
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
But I've seen all the other ones for the most part. And... it's interesting watching these queens because these are the cream of the crop, really. I felt like watching this was like, dang, the first out of this is like the winner of, you know, one of the other ones.
Yeah.
I really feel like these queens are, you know, amazing.
Agree. And honestly, what they did with this challenge was so impressive. Like, they really fucking brought this. Like, I think it's a great idea for a challenge. I'm surprised. I am genuinely surprised that the success rate was so high on this.
Yes. Yeah.
I also think they did a good job keeping it short because comedy is about brevity.
Exactly. Yes. So because I think some of their past acting challenges.
Oh my God.
Sketches or whatever you want to call them.
Oh my God.
10 minutes long. Like,
oh my God.
What is happening? Even in the past All Stars, that Coven Girl or whatever, I was like,
oh my God.
What is happening here?
See,
I mean, no shade to whoever wrote it, but it could have been half that length.
It should have
and
been.
And I never say that.
I don't know. There's sometimes, Diva, where you're like, I don't know if I need 50% more in me.
No. Sometimes less is more.
Sometimes less is more. And comedy certainly is the case. And, you know, for bulges, unfortunately, more is more. Of which they won't stop looking at Alyssa's package, apparently. They really go out of their way to tell her that they're watching her bird this episode.
You know what's so funny? I love that they said that because I have a friend that is always saying that he's bird watching or look at that bird or that bird. I'm like, he's the only person I ever heard say that. So I thought that was like a him thing. But I'm pleasantly surprised that it's, I guess, a little more less niche, actually, than I thought.
You know, we love, who doesn't love it, you know? But what I think is so funny about birdwatching is that it can be deceptive. Like.
But I enjoy being lied to.
Yeah. That is the great mystery. That is the great mystery of any sexy hookup. Yeah, it's like a lie. Sometimes a lie feels just as good as a truth.
And totally. And if you're drunk, I might even think it's the truth.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. I wish I could avert my eyes, but I just can't.
I mean, no, it's especially if you're like at the gym or in a place where swimsuits are a thing. It's like, wow, like even I'm even looking at like 85-year-old birds.
You gotta know. You gotta know. Has gravity helped? Has gravity helped the length situation? We don't know. I haven't been to a gym in a while, but when I did go to gyms, there was one guy in particular who, like, you know, and there's a lot of these guys. Sometimes they're straight. They just want us to look at their dick.
Yeah.
They just want the attention. And this one guy had a dick who was so out there that I swear to God, it, like, one time it looked at me and quacked. It was just like, it was just like that out there where it was like, I love that you're living this life, but sir, you should be embarrassed.
Did you give it any bird seed?
I did not have the honor. I left my feeder at home.
When I used to go to the gym, and sometimes in the steam room when, you know, there's a extra bird watching going on.
Sure.
And I would see some guys with cock rings on them and I would be like, who wears a cock ring to the gym?
To the gym. Fuck. I'm naive in that way. I'm like, when do you put it on? Do you put it on? When do you put it on?
Yeah. Are you like benching weights while a cock ring is on?
Peloton. If Peloton wants to make money, they'll come up with a cock aerobicizer. Come on.
I'd love to see that instructor. Yeah. Video.
Oh, I would too. Okay, wait. Silence, Michael.
Yes.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
Very agreeable. Very agreeable.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you.
Break. We're back. We're talking this episode. I guess we should talk a little bit about, you know, Jasmine does a very brave move when they get separated into teams. And she says, you know what? Let me go be on the team with the gals who thought I was bullshit so I can actually bury the hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty brave move. And it's a cute move, I think.
I would have done the same thing, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I, as much as I like conflict, I like squashing it and moving on to some other conflict, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's squash this. Let's wrap it up. I like to wrap things up. Okay.
Yeah. Same. I mean, I was too bullied in my youth to try to start new beef now. Like, right. I'm always like, similarly, like, I'm not competitive. I'm just like, Jesus, please let us be friends, because I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Especially this, because it was really a light beef.
Yeah.
It was like, shut up, you keep talking. Oh, bye, love, blah, 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 blah. Just stop talking. It was like not really like that big of a deal, you know.
It was cute.
It's just that they mind fuck us with these sound effects. It's a thing, like,
oh, absolutely.
Jasmine came for Cornbread's family or something.
Yeah.
And it honestly was cute. It reminded me of when, like, Alyssa gets sent. This is just when Alyssa, even Alyssa, who like got sent home by Alaska, comes back in the competition on All Stars 2 and is like, no, let me work with you again. I think I can show you I don't suck, you know, which takes a lot of nuts. It and I'm sure here does. For.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. So they're coming up with this gig. I'll say, you know, NDAs, and I can't say everything, but this is something in the realm of something I might have pitched while working on the show.
Okay, cool.
But I have to give full credit to the girls because I honestly did not see they created the content like fully. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, the fact that there are so many funny girls here and so many multi-talented queens on this season, like you were saying, that came up with concepts of like, yeah, let's pull funny formats from old Untucks or Smart.
I think that's funny. I thought it was actually a really funny idea too, because the queens are funny and creative on their own. And sometimes when it's a script, they kind of choke up.
Yes. Yes. So it's
nice to see them have that freedom and be a little kooky. And then the editors can just edit it, add their magic, you know?
Mm-hmm. And my God, did they? I mean, I know we already said this, but I have to say it again. Every comedy challenge should be edited like this one was.
Yes.
This was really funny. And like with the coven thing, like, that was done so crazily where it was they treated it like a elementary school play where it was like walk in, say something, and then walk to the back of the stage, which was like, what?
Right.
No.
It was weird. And also when I watched the Coven Girl thing, I was like, is this like American Idol where it's not really about the contestants and it's about the judge? You know, like, is this Michelle Visage's time to shine? Like, yeah. I wasn't understanding. Like, sometimes when it's an acting challenge, they put too much emphasis on the mentors, you know. Mm-hmm. But this, I like that we barely even heard from Carson or Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah. It was impressive. It was, and I think these girls knew what they wanted to do. The editors turned it out. I'm going to guess they're editors who probably edit other funny wow things like,
That would be smart if they had those editors working on this.
That's going to be my guess because this was really edited within an inch of its life. And they turned moments that weren't funny, which is genius. Like the editors need more credit for this challenge because
truly.
But that, and that's what kind of the mind fuck is. I guess we can get into this rehearsal bit, but like, the mind fuck of it is the editors kind of, I don't know what they saw on the stage, but if the editors decide who looks good, if this is what we're judging off of.
Well, that's the thing. I always wonder how they put these together because, you know, people do say the show is extremely overly produced, you know, they kind of know who they want to go home in what order, you know, you get to edit, the editors or the producers get to decide who looks good or bad in these types of challenges. Because I know when I'm making my videos, we have like tons of takes of each moment. You know, if I wanted to make someone look terrible, it's not hard to do.
It's not.
No.
The cameras,
sound effects and cut twos and timing all adds to that. And that's not necessarily the actor's fault or win. You know, it's the editor's.
It'd be interesting. So in terms of Alyssa, right, because I will say, her, as much as at first glance, I was like, I don't know if she did that bad. When I watched it again, I was like, oh, the raw material she brought to the challenge wasn't very good. And I do think it was tough when her pitches were like, I'll be Latinx and you be racist to me. Like, that's a tough, like, that was one of her pitches. And I was like, and I don't, the queens didn't know how to say, like, I don't want to be racist to you.
Right. Like, yeah.
Well, okay. Do you have a pitch for her or someone like that where you're like, let me help you. Let me help you look better, girl.
Well, you know, I did think that she did have a funny pitch about trying to do a split. I thought that could have been funny. You
that
know.
Could have been, yeah. If physical comedy was done well, that was one of her better pitches.
You know, I think it could have been a fun reveal that one of them is, you know, maybe in their 70s or 80s and like was trying to do a split and they broke their back and the queens had to help her up, or who knows? Or
I love that.
Or you bitch slap someone and break your hands and then,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel
that's
like
that's funny.
I feel like this diabetes thing was really funny. I'm straight too. I think so. If you
very well
had another reveal. You know.
Yes, you're right. A bitch slap into a prop dummy hand that's broken in half.
Like a chicken arm or something.
Funny. Funny. And I would say, honestly, if I was with Alyssa, I would be like, I don't know. I think there's a very funny opportunity for just someone to play. I'm going to say like cartoonishly dumb. I mean, I'm like, make her the dumb girl who's so dumb she's like trying to eat a bird, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, also that, I didn't think that she was that bad.
No, I mean, there was a lot of production. The production continued past the editing sequence in
I
this
think you're right.
episode.
And I wish that meaty tuck actually looked like a meaty tuck. It just looked like she had like pooped herself in the front.
Yeah, it did. It looked like she just dropped like a bunch of marbles in her pants and there was some sort of issue, some sort
something
of
something happening. A meaty tuck means you've got a dick print, basically. Like,
yeah, maybe VH1 wasn't living for the dick print choice.
It would have been funnier if they showed a dick print and just blurred it.
That's true. That is, I'm here for that 100%. Yeah, and I have to say, based on what I saw in this rehearsal, Orion's story should have been in the bottom.
100%. I don't know what was going on with that.
Yeah, something's going on there. I think they're trying, this is my two cents, I could be way off. They're like trying to subvert the expectation that the queen who was in the bottom originally is just the bottom. You know what I mean? Like they're trying to like be like, nuh-uh, that's not. She's really good.
Maybe. I don't know. I think that I heard a lot of feedback from people about this past episode, and they did not like that it was clearly overly produced in that regard.
I would say so. Let's see. What else? Carrie Colby. Also, Carrie Colby was not the worst at all. At all.
Honestly, I don't remember anything that she did.
I would say she wasn't like the most effervescent. There was this fun, weird fight where they were like telling, I think they made a smart choice to make a comedic version of the Jasmine shut the fuck up, right? Thing.
Okay.
And they're like, she was like, my damn ears are bleeding. It was a little bit rote. It was a little bit canned, but it wasn't the worst.
Willow is just my favorite.
Willow is so weird, and I loved every second of it.
Just so, so funny and, like, natural.
Yes.
Like, a lot of these girls seems, like you said, canned or clunky or written, and she was just natural and silly.
Crying and putting, like, the lipstick applicator in her mouth. I was like, that is very good. That is, I was here for that. I was very much here for that. We'll kind of scrub through the other challenge, but also Georges did not bring it. Georges,
honestly, I don't remember what she did either.
She didn't do anything, or they didn't show anything. But what I did see, even in rehearsal, was she was giving me that like overreacting extra who's overreacting in the background.
You're watching.
You're watching a George Clooney film and the extra is like really eating their sandwich in the background.
I've done that. I was an extra in the Timberlake movie once and I got to stand behind him. I got to stand behind him in like some food truck line. And I was just like this the whole time trying to be over his shoulder.
Which movie was it?
It's called In Time with Amanda Seyfried.
You shut your fucking mouth. You're in Time?
As an extra standing behind Justin Timberlake. Like,
I love that movie. It is awful. I love that movie.
You know what's so funny? I actually worked on that as an extra for like 30 days.
Wow.
And the whole time everyone's like, that other movie just came out with the...
Dogtown?
No, it was some other movie that was like really crazy. Inception, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
The one with
Christopher Nolan.
Wouldn't love it.
Yes.
And everyone thought this is the next one because it was so out there, so crazy. The director is the director of a bunch of other cool stuff. And the movie was like, did not hit.
It was god awful. And it was just like, it was just something about that. But it's I get why it's like this could either work or not. And it just didn't. Because if you haven't seen the movie, it is about a world where time is currency.
Yes.
And the opening scene is just like a poor mom. It's Justin Timberlake's poor mother who doesn't have enough time to take a bus home. So he's like getting time and running towards her to be like, "Mom, I have time for you." And she's like, "Quickly, my time is running out." And he like doesn't make it.
She runs out of time and dies.
And she dies.
It was like, wow, interesting. And it's just so unfortunate that he had that song out.
Uh-huh.
We only got 4 minutes to save the world or whatever. Oh, with Madonna. It's like,
I hate that song.
That song is terrible. And so was the movie.
Oh my God. If I hear that song again in a workout class, I will rip my left arm off. I can't hear that song again. It's like always in a workout mix and it makes me want to jump out of a window. I hate it.
Yeah. But anyway, how hot is Alyssa's dad?
You're Alyssa's dad, yeah. Alyssa and her gay dad. Like, yeah.
Dang.
So you're very Zaddy Me Zimbers, it sounds like.
I'm into all sorts.
Uh-huh. But yeah, he's a cutie.
But he is hot. And also, I'm probably closer to his dad's age than Alyssa's.
Work. Yeah.
So I'm like, really?
Honestly, girl, hot. Reach out. Reach out to Alyssa's
reach
dad.
Out. I'm booking a flight to Puerto Rico.
I mean, I think that was a very interesting, that was a wild story of like getting caught with gay porn and then your dad being like, "It's okay. Let me show you Randy Blue."
I'll share my login with you.
I have 3 days left on Mormon Boys, on my Mormon Boys trial.
Exactly. How horrified would you be if your dad told you I'm gay also?
Pretty scared. Pretty scared. I get, and this was kind of a story on like Canada's Drag Race this past season, I think, with like Cynthia was like, my dad was gay too. And she was like, I didn't live. I think she was like, I did not live. I was like, I don't know. Cause I think there's something about being like, let me go on my own queer journey.
But that's just so typical of gay people. Want to overshadow another gay person.
So self-centered.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. It was sick.
I know.
But no, I wouldn't love it. But I mean, like, I would be fine with it, but I think I would be confused, especially if I grew up thinking my dad was straight and married to my mom. I'd be like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah. That would be really wild for me. And I don't know how I would feel. I would fight being unhappy about it.
Yeah, I would have to be like, yay for you. This is great. Yeah, it would kind of fuck my mind. And I can't even put together why I'm like really not living for my gay dad.
You're homophobic.
I'm always. I want my queerness to be a fucking rebel song, you know?
Exactly. Like, and it kind of is like, less cool if your dad's gay too. It's like, ugh.
God. Yeah. Oh my God. And your dad's fucking giving you his old cock rings and recommending lube brands. I would die.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't want the family discount at Chi Chi LaRue.
So they're getting ready and J-Lo pops up on screen because they're going to do Night of 1,000 J-Lo's.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, tea on this runway, which should have been a lot more fun, but apparently, because I was like, where are the movie references? Where are the music video references?
Uh-huh.
What about In Living Color? But apparently they were like, they had to basically do a look that was searchable in Getty Images.
Interesting.
Which severely limited the fun choices they could make.
That's probably why there was no like Selena's,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It must be, but because I was like Boy Next Door, The Cell, which apparently Matty Morphosis had a good The Cell look, if you can believe it.
Oh my God! I mean, that's really wild. I was like, because I thought these looks. I don't remember any of these looks.
No,
really.
No, they weren't. They were just all like, yeah, that's what someone might wear on a red carpet.
Yeah. Yeah, was it like, that's iconic J-Lo?
No.
Unless just carries.
Yeah, just carries. But then, and we'll talk about it, I don't like just wearing the garment that was on the thing.
I know.
I like, good for you, fantastic. But that's not what I watch Drag Race for.
No, I watch Drag Race because of the craftiness that you put something together.
Like, literally, if it was the same silhouette, but she was like, girl, I made this out of corn bugles, I would have been like, bitch, you better work.
Exactly. That would have been different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Should we chirp and burp these runway looks before we talk any more about the comedy challenge?
Yeah.
We got Willow Pill coming out in this 1998 frosty blue coatlet dress moment.
I'm so here for it.
I love it.
I love it. Like,
it is a chirp.
She just looks so good in it too.
And she really did nail the thing, like she was saying, well, she was like, it was kind of ugly,
yeah,
but it's also kind of fierce.
Love it. Because it's so like 90s.
Yes, it's a maxi dress. And if I'm not mistaken, just that like stretchy moment.
I'm here for it.
It's stupid. And, you know, she gets away with a lot because she's so likable.
She has such a great personality. She doesn't overdo anything.
Uh-huh. I'm going to chirp. Do you chirp or you burp?
I chirp.
Work. Cornbread with a K, Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The hair. The hair is the problem, even though that's what J-Lo's hair looked like.
Yeah, it's a... It was a tough look to recreate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I would have chosen because even the original doesn't look that awe-inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think a bit, I know nothing about drag, but it does seem like the wig gets lost in the glitter.
Yeah, I think she could have, obviously it's a smooth back hair thing, but I think you can lie a little bit by adding a few inches and then slicking it back,
right,
to help us out with the proportion.
But yeah.
Do I like it? Yeah. Do my living? No. Ooh, this is tough. Do I chirp or burp this?
I'm going to chirp it.
Okay.
I'm going to chirp it because I just love glitter too.
Yeah. I'll give it a light chirp.
Light chirp for me.
It works.
Uh-huh.
Lady Camden giving midriff harem pant moment.
I was living for this.
It's pretty good.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking good. I want to know more about what Lady Camden is. Like, what's her tea? Mm. But you got to chirp this.
I'm chirping it. Yeah. I really am enjoying Lady Camden. I think that she's quirky and funny and silly.
Yeah. I want to know more. I do like her wig because I'm not like, this is not obviously she's better at drag than I'll ever be in my life, but I'm not sold yet. And I don't know
on
why.
Her or the wig.
Her.
Interesting.
No, I think she's really talented.
Sacramento? Come on.
Come on, Sacramento. Well, we're going to find it. Hold on. Silence. We need to figure out why I'm such a hateful cunt. We're going to take a break to figure that out.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
¿Le está gustando mi podcast? Huh? Huh? That means, are you liking my podcast? See, I'm learning thanks to Babbel. Babbel is my favorite app for learning languages. It makes it easy. It makes it a game. It makes it truly a video game for my silly little brain. And if you are like the 1 in 5 Americans who are trying to learn a language before they kick the bucket, you can do that this summer. It's not too late. I know what you're saying. You're saying, girl, it's September. No, it's still summer in our hearts. So come on, why not let this beautiful, easy, fun app make it easy for you to learn more? Whether you're trying to get your tutor on, you're just messing around, or you're trying to impress someone you have a crush on, Babbel makes it easy with notifications. You can be speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I love Babbel. It made it so easy. In fact, the speech recognition technology made it easy for me to improve my pronunciation and my accent, which I needed because y'all have heard me talk on the podcast. She's a little crunchy. They make it easy. I mean, and that is something you can't just get from a conventional book. You can't get that from a language book. No. This technology takes it to the next level. And with over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is a real tool that helps making learning languages convenient.
If only I could learn English.
Here's a special limited deal for only our listeners. Go get started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for our listeners, though, at babbel.com/dragher. Get 55% off at babbel.com/dragher, spelled BABBEL.com/dragher. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm a dumb cunt. Okay, I figured it out.
I told you.
Tiva, you kept me honest. Oh, thanks for bringing back my break. Let's continue chirping and burping these queens. Bosco. Golden Globes, gold dress.
Bosco.
Me too.
And I thought that her boobs looked a little weird, but maybe since it was a Golden Globes dress, she was going for a little bit of a goofy boob.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think she was going for one. I think this was the makeup is good. I think the ass could be assier.
The original dress is really flashy and sexy and gold.
Yeah.
And I feel like this one is definitely like the, it seems like a recreation.
Yeah, it does seem like a recreation, which I get. I mean, how are you going to make a haute couture dress just as gorge?
Right.
I'm here for it. I love her Rudolph the Gay Nose Reindeer makeup. I mean, that is not getting old for me. Like,
yeah.
Did you ever watch the movie Splice?
No.
bitch. She looks like the sci-fi lady animal from Splice, and I'm here for it.
Oh my God. Hey, I'm here for it. Yeah, no, that's why I like Bosco. She seems a little, in general, seems a little like spooky, but glam. Like, she's not like, she's not over, her brand isn't necessarily spooky. It's like a little, it's edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Not glam.
Yeah, I like it. I'm excited to see where she goes with it. I do want to see her pop off more. She was pretty funny in this, but for whatever reason, the editors didn't leave a ton of her stuff in. And again, can't tell you if that was because she didn't have a lot on the day or what.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see what she does. She better pop off and go a little crazier soon. Cause I mean, I'm like, come on, go somewhere.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm loving her talking heads.
Yeah. She's playing it smart.
And then,
I mean, Carrie Colby.
I mean, gorgeous. But that's not the whole assignment, you know?
No. It's 9 of 1,000 JLo's. Yes, she's wearing the dress, the 2020 recreation.
I mean, she's stunning. Makeup is great. I love the wig. I really love everything about it. But it is, if she had said she made it, it would be a different story. But this is different than just like a fashion show.
I'm going to be absolutely chaotic and burp it. Which is
we chirp or burp Bosco?
Oh, I chirped her.
Oh, I'll chirp her also.
I'm going to burp her because I don't want to see drag queens bringing rented garments from celebrities on my Drag Race.
Okay, same. I'm going to burp her also.
I want fucking Nina Flowers putting mango skins on a dress and finding a way to make it happen.
Yes, I want corn husks.
Bitch. I even want Lala Ri's bag stapled to a corset before I want this.
See, now Lala Ri walked down the runway with such sass and fervor.
Acumen.
With those paper bags. Yeah. That sells, you know, that sells you.
I agree. Uh-huh. I that excites me more than just an actual Versace for me. Georges giving Super Bowl bodysuit. Yeah, the nude doesn't match very much.
It's cute, but I feel like a lot of her looks have been cute, but like simple.
Yeah. Totally.
So I'm here for it. I feel like it's a little bit like Bosco's, where it seems like a recreation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't live up to the original.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't add a little extra to it.
No, I would burp this. And I think she should have been in the bottom. This is not fair.
Yeah, I'll burp it too.
She's gorgeous, tiny human. Jasmine Kennedy. Ombre. Rose to white type dress.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like it. For some reason, when I was watching it, I wasn't gagging.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally gag all the time.
Because your boyfriends hate you.
They hate me. Yeah.
Take it out.
The paramedics are always called. I don't know how I feel about it. I guess I like it. But who am I to say? Maybe that took millions of hours to stone. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I do give points on hard work.
Yeah, I'm going to chirp it for another chaotic reason, because this is the one that reminds me the most of her weird rom-coms. Like, this gives me Made in Manhattan. You know what I mean? Which I'm here for. And by the way, wouldn't you live if you saw a reveal that was someone in a maid outfit revealing into the third act of Made in Manhattan?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
I know. Well, the theme was A Night of 1,000 JLo's. They could have made movie references, but not used movie fashions.
Right?
You know, like, it would have been funny to do like a gown and a reveal to a maid outfit.
girl, and then at least hold the first edition copy of the Iliad. I mean, something.
Something.
I also, if I was Carrie Colby with that body, and this, I would have literally come out with a Ben Affleck mannequin or doll, mm-hmm. and in a bathing suit, laid on the ground of the runway, uh-huh. and recreated that boat, the boat moment. That's what I would have done.
That would have been good. Oh, I wish they could have also like recreated the Yeah, that one was epic. Was that in a music video or that was a tabloid?
It was both. Yeah, right? I think it was tabloid, yeah. then music video, but yeah. Uh-huh. Come on. Okay, I'll chirp this for me. It's
I'm going to burp it.
Good. Mm-hmm. Not her with A-Rod. I was like, Drag Race, do not show a picture of her with her ex-husband on the episode where do girl.
I know.
Well, like, rude, but Maddie Morphs has given her a 2021 a nog.
Maybe they couldn't do one with her with the president or something. Oh, they could have just shown
that. There you go. Just show that. I guess they wanted to be like she was wearing a hat. Mm.
I think,
what do you think?
Maddie looks like an orderly. Like she's like the yeah. drag version of Father Time coming to take my soul or something.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I don't know why it's giving me like the nurse. Yeah.
It's something, it's like, cause the J-Lo's is all white, but this something about it is too monochromatic.
Right. Well, you're right. It's just like fabric, rich fabric looks rich and, yeah.
And cotton looks different.
The touch, the feel of cotton,
yeah,
the fabric of our don'ts. Yes.
But even her runway, I wish she had, like I said, had a little, like if she like had a fierceness something. About her runway, like yes, I'm gonna sing for the president. But she yeah. just seems a little bit like a linebacker.
Yeah. Oof. Ooh, my God, savage. I guess we'll burp
it. Straight, she'll love it.
It's not bad, but I can't tell what to do with it because it's not.
I think that it probably looks good in person. It's just hard on TV because it just looks like a white blob.
Yeah.
Oh. Which is what I get called sometimes.
Because
I'm going to burp it.
Okay, burp it. That's because you love being humiliated in bed.
Is that a problem?
Not for me, girl. Not for me, girl. Yeah, my ego is so fragile. I really respect anyone who wants to be humiliated in bed.
Please. Actually, I need compliments in bed. Once I was giving a guy a blowjob and he was basically coach, like cheering me on the whole time. It was like, have you seen Cheer?
Yes.
What is it with Matt cheering, Matt coaching or whatever?
Yes.
That's what he was basically doing when I was giving him head. It was like, just, I felt like amazing afterwards. And I don't even know if he had a good time, but he certainly was nice.
Was he Miranda? Is her name Miranda? I forget what homegirl's name is.
From Sex and the City?
The lead coach of Cheer. Was she like, come on now, y'all. Yeah. Y'all can do this. Y'all can do better. I know y'all got it in ya.
Exactly. Yeah. No, exactly. Like, no, she was mean. It was like, I know we shouldn't say Jerry because he's like a pedophile.
Yeah, he's
allegedly.
Done.
But it was the guy that I was giving a blowjob to was basically just like coaching me like he does.
Giving you. Okay. Well, we can invoke Ladarius. Ladarius is a little bit less problematic, even though.
But he said that what's her name was abusing him.
Yes. Have you finished season two of Cheer?
Yeah. I liked it. Ladarius is so hot. Oh, my God.
Really hot. But I mean, scary. Like he's because I'll clock it from a mile away. I'm going to call this borderline. I know borderline personality disorder when I see it. Oh. And girl, that is textbook hot and cold, high and low.
And that is my type, baby.
See, I want someone as stable as a puddle. Just no movement,
No T-Rex foot movements. I want it just to be like placid.
No, I want to know. I want to be shocked from one day to the next. One day you're loving me. The next day you're calling me 20 times a day saying that I abused you.
Girl, then I'll put you in touch with my one of my college flings. You'll have a good time.
Love that.
Love. Okay, Deja Sky giving this capelet bathing suit golden blue.
You know what? I'm into it. And it's interesting because she wasn't going for an exact replication.
Love it.
And she made it her own, and it's gorgeous.
Looks great. It's a huge chirp for me. I thought she could have won the challenge.
Huge chirp for me too, really. I mean, because these fabrics look great. I feel like if Bosco had used this gold for her dress, it would have popped more. And if she had better breasts.
Yeah, better breasts for sure. Yeah. I'll chirp this. I really like this. I thought she could have won.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Diabetti giving Super Bowl halftime show J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit Madonna 4 minutes. I only got 4 minutes to save the world.
Yes.
It's pretty okay. It's not bad, but it's not changing.
Yes. It's not bad, but since you said that they had those kinds of limitations, I mean, what else do you choose from to, I mean,
right.
make a statement? I mean, it does, I could see it makes a statement. It's not a gown. It's fun. I don't know if I actually love the neck down more than the neck up.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll burp it. I'm chaos. I don't care.
I'll chirp it.
Work. Ingeria Paris and Michaels giving dripping in diamonds Met Gala moment.
You know what's funny is that her breastplate does look like J-Lo. Like the boobs
it
do
really
look,
does.
J-Lo's boobs do look like a breastplate.
They really do. In this like picture, it's a pretty good match. Mm-hmm. My only criticism is like, yes, the jewel hair obviously on J-Lo looks really rich and well done and textured. And I would say 9 times out of 10, I hate the jewel hair.
Right.
I just think it looks so weird.
Yeah.
I still think it works for Angeria, so I'll chirp it because she's, you know, she's a fun little fashion alien.
It's hard because I like it, but yeah, like the jewel hair just needs more jewels.
Yeah, more texture. More volume. It just looks so moppy.
Yeah. But look at her sell it, you know.
She sells it. She really sells it. The look up to the like ceiling camera. Yeah.
She's
very
she's
old Hollywood.
Sure every camera can see.
Yeah.
It. Yes.
I live. Okay, Alyssa Hunter giving the Billboard Awards pantsuit moment. She fires the cash gun. Which, you know,
was that a part of the runway that J-Lo did or something? I don't.
No clue. I don't know. But since she did it there, I really did not think she needed to do it again in the lip sync. I was we already saw that trick. But I thought this was pretty fucking good. This is a chirp for me because like nothing was off.
It was a burp.
Okay, talk to me.
I just think that it's a huge risk on Drag Race to do some stereotypical male clothing look, because it throws the judges off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the pants. The pants looked, I get that J-Lo's was baggy, but I don't know. It just didn't, it wasn't, I felt like there was better options that she could have done.
I wasn't living.
I didn't feel alive.
Okay, work. Yeah, I'll give it a chirp because, like, I just bought the corset piece. I liked the reveal, honestly. But these are fair points.
I said, she's someone that sells it. She's loving being on the runway. She is swishing and swaying, and I'm into that.
Yeah. But it is a little early aughts in a way that, yes, that's a look. That's a look she gave. But there's something about it that maybe I get that maybe just the aesthetic is not super your favorite J-Lo.
Yeah. It does seem a little bit like a look like that would have been on like a season 4 or 5 of Drag Race.
You're right. And a look that would be on a current season of Dancing with the Stars, where you're like, ugh, yes. Okay, sure.
Yes.
Like, I mean, go off, Melissa Joan Hart. That's, I guess that's a pretty good look for you.
Exactly. Yes. Do the mambo in it.
And then hit it. Get off the stage.
Exactly.
I can't stand Melissa Joan Hart. Orion's story. This should have been in the bottom. Come
on. Should have been a bottom.
It's not bad, but I don't care.
No, it looks like she has varicose veins all over her body.
And like she is
more of that whatever.
Yes, the because, you know, the whatever branchiness, the
yeah,
I don't
the,
know,
the Google Maps or whatever.
Yeah, the fucking, yeah, truly the chicken pox of it all. It needed something more. She is the sleepiest runway queen.
Yeah, she has a sleepy personality, and I really want to like her. I mean, I don't want to not like queens, but I have a hard time getting into her because she's just, like, I don't understand queens. I don't understand that they're on a TV show. Liven up, perk up, I get it. In real life, maybe you're a naturally drowsy person, but you're on a TV show for a couple weeks. Come on, have some coffee.
And if you're going to be sleepy, you got to be sleepy like a Jinx, or, you know what I mean? Who's like a sleepy little weirdo with an edge.
Exactly. She just has a very monotone everything.
Yeah, it's not going to work for her. Mm-mm. So I guess we don't, what else do we have to say about these comedy, these comedy teaser specials are amazingly well done.
Yes, hilarious.
Looks like they put in work.
Yeah.
Love all the setups. This is why Coven, like, I have to keep ragging on Coven Girl, but like, you have to do comedy challenges like this in the future because the pop of small scenes is so much better than just like long dragged out stage plays.
100%. Even back in the day when they did, was it a Sex in the City spoof?
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, wow. There's four queens and it was all a horrible mess.
It was a mess. Yeah. That's in All Stars 4. They do that long dragged out, like, mockumentary behind the scenes. It's a mess.
But I wish they would like this, take it back to when they put Raven in a chicken suit.
Yeah. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Here's a home fried meal.
Yeah.
I loved this. I thought the first team was going to win until I saw the second team, because there was some really good writing in here. There was the Deja Skies, like, I didn't walk for the first 2 years of my life. I
was
born
really funny.
That's fucking great sketch comedy. That's good. These girls did it.
Yeah.
I lived. And the way they edited it, like, those moments with Deja in, like, the dumb makeup, just doing, like, a dead-eyed thumbs up.
Yes, that killed me. I was like, I can't wait for the memes of...
Yeah. This is very memeable. Editors, again, you get give the editors an Alan Chuck dot travel cruise right now.
Yes, give them a crown and scepter from somethingjewels.com.
I think it is
fiercejewels.com.
Yeah, it's a good time. They don't show Alyssa being so good. And Angeria's moment of... You ugly bitch. Yes. Let me tell you something. I mean, she's a star.
That was funny.
She's so good. The weird cow moment in the other acting challenge. I mean, this was just... I will watch this comedy challenge again.
Me too. It was funny. And I like them, like, recreating moments that were infamous in past seasons.
Yeah. I hope Maddie
actually liked that Maddie look.
That was funny. Yeah. I mean, you're here for that sort of olive oil meets Popeye, Luke. This is funny.
And I thought this was funny of Alyssa.
Yeah. Well, then the editor, her saying what, when they're like, you did a bad job. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. So again.
Yeah.
Editors v. performers.
Right.
Who would you have given this win to? Obviously, it's kind of between Deja and Angeria. They both had unbelievably funny moments.
Yes, both of them. Angeria just cracked me up get off me.
Get off of me. Just like little funny moments.
Funny.
I will say that's a tough critique they give the girls, where they're like, be better at comedy and understand that comedy has eight, you know, like that a variety of choices will behoove you. Yeah, that's a fair note to give, but I mean, not it's tough to give that note on top of every other note a Drag Race queen gets.
Right. Yeah. I mean, comedy is hard.
Yeah, it's really hard.
It's like pole dancing. Like, if you're a good pole dancer, it looks effortless.
Mm-hmm.
But comedy, some people can either do it well or it just looks like they're trying.
True. And there's people, you know, like, I think me and you are funny people, but there's people who think we are the least funny people on earth.
Some people think we're better pole dancers.
And I can't wait to prove them right.
Yeah.
A lot of shenanigans happen. Cornbread cries on the runway, which is what? Always a good idea.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, if you can cry, it's the best way to save yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's very funny when Rue and Michelle are like, let the water flow. I couldn't help but hear the producer in it of like, hey, let the water flow. And I mean, really.
Really.
We want
just,
it.
Just, yeah, open the floodgates. They love
all
it.
Of you.
But
it, all
you know what? Cry. It works. Most of the time when a queen cries on the runway, they're not in the, they don't put them in the bottom or they don't go home. Like, they fall for it.
Yeah. I would say 9 times out of 10, except for, you know, I don't know why, but when Blair St. Clair was like, that was, when Blair St. Clair had a very vulnerable moment, they were like, cute.
Cute, so, but your band's here.
Yeah. Honestly, love that story for you, but really quick, I need you to put your wigs in the suitcase.
And skedaddle.
So for whatever reason, Orion is not in the bottom. Even arguably Maddie is not in the bottom. Georges is not in the bottom. It's wild. I don't know. I felt, but instead we get to our bottom two.
I really don't think either one of those two should have been in the bottom.
No.
And I don't know if Cornbread should be in the bottom three.
No. They're trying to shake her up. I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to shake her up. Maybe she was hard on set. Yeah. Maybe they didn't like that her, like, eating stampede was, you know, something you couldn't cut in and out of. It wasn't like, I have this funny idea for a scene with my girl. It's like, I'm just going to monologue and then you guys get to watch me. Maybe that's what they didn't like.
Yeah. Well, who I don't knows?
Know. We can't get in their headspace. No. But Angeria wins. We're all happy for it. Very funny when she says, I won these people's challenge. I won these people's challenge.
Yeah.
And somehow our bottom two is Carrie Colby and Alyssa Hunter, who both did good enough to not be in the bottom in both look and challenge.
Yeah, they weren't the worst two.
Do you think they just wanted to see Carrie rip her multi-$1,000 rental from Versace? Like, what's happening?
I mean, I don't know. But you know what? If she thought she was going to be in the bottom, she should have had something on underneath. You had to have, even if you have something like Georges's like stoned bodysuit, you know,
exactly.
Or in like UK, Crystal Versace. She always wore a skin tight stoned bodysuit. Like you could have had that on underneath this J-Lo garment to drip that off and go to town on the dance on the lip.
Show us your body. Or give us a Naomi Smalls moment, right? Who obviously Naomi, we were like, are we buying it? And then she fucking lit the stage on fire when it was her v Acid Betty. And we're like, oh, you are a performer. Work.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, this is one of the more rigor mortis-y lip syncs I've seen in a while.
I mean,
since last week.
Yeah. Watching it, I was like, oh no, Carrie.
Right. Because I was like, Carrie, stop being pretty and do something. Yeah, this was weird because I thought Alyssa fully won it.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, no, you didn't. And they kind of tried to play up the money gun moment.
I mean, I thought Alyssa ate her up.
I agree. I think most people on the internet agree that this was pretty strange. Love Carrie. I think they just kind of wanted to see more of Carrie than they did Alyssa, but that's not...
I mean, that makes sense, but also...
That's not what it's called. It's called lip sync for your life.
Right. I mean, you could have... I don't know. They should have put someone else... They should have put someone else in the bottom if they didn't want Carrie to go.
Right. I guess I don't know if they were like, oh, let's put Alyssa in the bottom because she's a Puerto Rican queen. Like, it did feel a little stunty to put a queen of Puerto Rican descent into a J-Lo lip sync.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know, because it's like, I don't love her getting sent home on a J-Lo song. Like, that's...
But sometimes I wonder what's better, going home when you didn't deserve to, but you overall have a good edit and people were rooting for you versus...
Right.
Being Carrie, where people are like, you should have went home.
It is almost like a non-gift.
Yeah.
Where you're like, great. Now everyone remembers I didn't do well enough to really earn that.
Right. I don't know what's better.
I don't know either. And you know, we can't blame the girls. They're here just trying.
But look at
trying.
Her kill it. Look at her kill she's, it. Like, she, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, Carrie's,
what a night and day between this one and the one with June Jambalaya and Maddie.
Yes. That one was really weird. It's like, yeah, Carrie staying composed, but like way too, I mean, bitch.
They kept their clothes on.
She's fucking composition notebook. Yeah, everyone kept their clothes on, but I think Alyssa deserved points, you know? She, whatever. We can't get in the headspace of why this happened.
Right.
We can't understand it. But it happened. We sent Alyssa home. Wow. Ta-ta. Fucked up.
Shocking.
Hope Carrie wakes up and does something a little bit more poppy-offy, because right now I'm worried. I didn't see the performance I would like to have seen.
I really love her personality. I love her when she's doing her makeup. I love the way that she talks with the queens. I really like her personality, and she's stunning. But you know, you have to perform. You know, if the other girls are performing better, to me, drag isn't just looks. It's are you a ham? Are you a comedy queen? Are you a performer? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And get naked. If you have that body.
Get naked.
Show us your body.
Yes.
Who is your winner if you had to pick right now, Michael? Who is your winner,
it's
gal?
Tough. I mean, Cornbread's my girl. I knew Cornbread before watching the show.
Yes, she's in at least one video of yours, maybe more than one.
Two of my videos, and we've done some videos for another YouTuber together. That's how we met. And she's just a sweetheart and really deserves it. But for someone that I didn't know, like Willow, I'm just meeting her now on the show. And they're my top two.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Yeah. I think that's a good top two. They both bring something really fun and different to the competition. They're both great.
What about you? Who are you?
God. Those are two of my absolute favorites. Who else? Angeria. I would put Angeria in there.
Love Angeria too.
Honestly, my producer brain says she may stand less of a chance just because she's so reminiscent of so many queens we've had already win in recent years.
Yeah.
But she's incredible. I think Deja too. I think Deja's, I haven't seen Deja do anything wrong really yet. So those are, I think, my favorites.
I'm excited to see, I'm excited to be surprised.
Yes, I think we will be.
Because obviously, you know, they're showing some queens now that a lot. They're featuring some more than others. Mm-hmm. And usually, to me, that means the ones that are not getting featured a lot are in it for the long haul.
Yes.
So I'm excited to know more about those queens. Like, I feel like all we know about it, Diabetes, is that she's a diabetic and ate a grasshopper. So I'm excited to know more about her.
And Bosco, too. The edit is quite mum on Bosco, which is
so I have a feeling they'll be around for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Work. Michael, how can we support you before we say ta-ta? Where do we find you?
Venmo.
Bitch. What's the Venmo? Tell us. Tell us the handle.
Well, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Venmo at MichaelHenry915. And then on YouTube, just search Michael Henry gay and I should come up.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Can we vote for queerties? Is that how that works?
Yeah, vote that. It's like the People's Choice Awards. You know? And you could vote every day until February 22nd.
Love. Yes. Okay. That'll be on the Instagram. We'll plug it in our pod description. Yes. Go support Michael. If you are listening to this, you've seen hopefully and probably every Michael Henry video, but go support if you haven't.
And watch them again.
It's so fun and easy just to tumble through them. Binge me, baby.
Binge me, daddy.
Honestly, I can't wait for the collab. You need to do a collab with Sean Cody. Where it's...
What if I did?
Funny porn. Wait, you should actually do funny porn videos.
I wonder. I feel like gay men find humor the least sexy thing on the planet.
That's true.
So that would be on brand for me to try to turn it sexy.
When I watched your video, this is going to blow your mind. When I saw your video about like how like smiling is not sexy for gay men, it was like the first time I thought about that. I was like, because I'm just such a... I'm just a very grinny, silly man. But I never was like, people don't get hard for that.
Which is what's so funny. But I think it's true. A lot of, and I only really noticed it when I started having some hunks or in my videos on their Instagrams. It's all.
Yeah. Looks like actually like chewing a dog toy. Like,
but sometimes they do smile and I'm like, eh.
Right. There's a real shallowness behind it.
Everyone's
beautiful in their own way, and beautiful people can be complicated too. We can't just think we're more in-depth three-dimensional people because we have body dysmorphia.
And UCB degrees.
Yeah. Well, Michael, you're the best. I can't take any more of your time. Thank you. Oh, if you're listening to this, go give us 5 stars on Apple reviews, you know, the Apple podcasts, you know, it really keeps the lights on. Go say something, chit chat us up. Even if you don't live for it, leave an Apple review. Let your voice be heard and follow us on Drag Her Podcast because we're doing a lot of dumb stuff there, including our Instagram lives covering UKV the world because Diva.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that.
I know. It's a double dip of Drag Race. Drag Race all the time, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Okay. Thanks, Michael. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.